Catholic Church has a richness that goes beyond anything that we could possibly even hope for in the human realm. We have feast days, and we have saints' days, and we have holidays and holy days. And one of the great, great feast days of the Church is the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now, the Assumption is essential in the way we see Christ, because without this corporeal presence of Mary, we do not emphasize this magnificent gift of the Eucharist. The Blessed Virgin Mary was assumed body and soul into heaven, and the reason she was assumed body and soul into heaven is because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ took his very flesh from her in order to redeem us. Flesh of her flesh, bone of her bone. And when Jesus was conceived in the womb of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary, there was no other genetic element that entered into the mix. And so therefore, Jesus and Mary are very, very much alike in how they look and probably how they spoke. But Jesus learned so much from the Most Blessed Virgin Mary because she was his mother. And motherhood is something that we must treasure. And our society, in fact, every society since the beginning of time, always saw motherhood as a great gift to society, as a great gift to the world. And today in our society, we've kind of gone in the wrong direction. We've gone in the opposite direction of motherhood. We've tried to, by telling women that their dignity was not found in motherhood and it's staying at home and raising children, but rather they had to find themselves and find a career. And in the same time saying that, they're diminishing the very beauty of motherhood itself. And therefore, once that was accomplished, once they presented the dignity of womanhood as being something outside of her own femininity and of her own beauty as being a woman, then they could influence women with the idea that they had some sort of a right to abortion. Now, the Most Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, the Mother of our Messiah, teaches us by her life, by her comportment, by her fidelity to the will of God, she teaches us how we are to comport ourselves as children of God, as brothers and sisters of Christ Jesus, as sons and daughters of the Father. And in so doing, we begin to learn and understand and realize exactly what Jesus was bringing us. He was bringing us a peace that could only come with his truth. In other words, it is not something that we find within ourselves. It's what I feel. That's what I'm going to do. I must follow what I feel. You know, we've done this all throughout history. And especially in these latter days, so many people say, oh, well, follow your conscience. What a foolish thing to say if the conscience of man is not formed properly. It is the obligation and duty of the Church, starting from the most humble servant within the Church to the greatest person in the hierarchical structure of the Church. It is our obligation to see to it that the mind and the heart of the faithful are formed properly. In other words, are in accord and in harmony with the teachings of Christ. We cannot follow an ill-informed conscience. It's never to be done. But how do we know our conscience is formed properly? Well, we look to the Church. And if we look to the Church, we see there are many, many opportunities and means of remaining faithful to the will of God. We see the Catholic Catechism. We find in the Scriptures and the beautiful things that Jesus said. We see in the Fathers of the Church, we have the writings from the days of Christ himself. We look at all of these wonderful things. But the gift par excellence, which puts all of these things in proper perspective, is this Mother of God, this woman of the ages, this great and perfect example of God's beauty in creation, his tenderness and his concern for our salvation. If we see and understand Mary in the light of divine revelation, we begin to understand her importance and the necessity of having a love for Mary. Without her, without her presence, and believe me, Mary is present to us. Christ is present to us. The Trinity is present to us. But never forget that the Blessed Virgin Mary is also present to us because she is body and soul, raised from death to life, and assumed by the power of God into heaven. And this assumption of Mary into heaven makes her present to each and every one of us, to every Christian of every age. The Most Blessed Virgin Mary is essential for the Christian, not just Catholicism, not just the Catholic Christian, but every Christian must recognize this magnificent gift, this gift that continues in its beauty for Christ, our God and Father and the Spirit, raised her in being to shelter her from the ravages of death so that you and I wouldn't be considered orphans. We do have a mother. We have a mother living who is tender and kind and compassionate and caring over us all the time. This is the great gift of this feast day. Without her, we tend to move in many different directions. How many people throughout the ages have used the gospel for monetary gain or for popularity? How many are preaching the word, but it's their own word. It's not the word that Christ gave us. It's a word that divides and conquers. It's not a word that lifts and heals. How many do I hear preaching from their pulpits, on the pulpit of the television, the pulpit of the radio, how they're preaching division and racism and hatred? These things cannot be of Christ. And anyone who preaches these things had, how dare, better never call themselves Christians. For a Christian who preaches the word of God unites, brings together, forgives. Where is the forgiveness? But because they have not Mary, because they have not the tools at their disposal to really understand the word of God, it can be interpreted into anything they want. And this is the problem in our society. The Word of God has become a social doctrine. It has become something other than what Christ intended it to be. The social doctrine of the church is simply this: fall in love with Christ first, and all things will make sense. All things will come to pass. If we want equality, we must fall in love with Christ. If we want peace, we must fall in love with Christ. If we want the world to truly enter into an era of love and compassion and understanding and goodness, we must fall in love with Christ. And that is the job of anyone who calls themselves a preacher, anyone who calls themselves a spiritual leader, better never divide his faithful. And if he does, he no longer works with Christ. He no longer works with God, our most loving and affectionate Father. He then works for the enemy. For the enemy is sent to divide and conquer. Christ himself said, a divided house cannot stand. And Christ came to bring peace. He came to bring forgiveness and love and compassionate hearts. This is what God has offered to us. But he offers it to us when we see the whole beautiful picture as he has given it to us. We cannot just pick and choose what we want from Scripture. We can't just look and see what I want, what makes me feel good, what is politically correct or popular in the popular opinion of society. We must stand firm against those who would make Christ into nothing more than a rabble-rouser or a political leader or a man of social justice, because that is not why he came. He came to forgive us. He came, and even while he was forgiving us, he made excuses. When are our preachers going to start doing the same as Jesus Christ instead of presenting a gospel so foreign from the love and the mercy that Christ died to bring to each one of us? When are we going to have reverends and ministers and preachers who stand up with humility to preach the word of God rather than as dictators, telling us how we should see our brothers and inspiring with division and anger and hatred. We, as a people of God, in our love for the Most Blessed Virgin Mary and our love for Jesus, we'll see the truth as it must be seen. We will enter into our faith with every part of our being, not just the anger about social injustice, but we will enter in with forgiveness and with love and compassion and with mercy. If we follow Christ, if we follow the church, we cannot err, because the church guarantees us the truth. Sometimes it may be difficult, but if we have humility and trust in the divine mercy of God, we will be peacemakers. For Christ came to bring peace to the soul of each and every one of us.